While the Keystone Pipeline never gets close to Ohio, environmental groups believe the president's approval creates a bad precedent. Ohio Environmental Council's Melanie Houston says the Keystone Project doesn't go far enough to protect land and water.
What we want to see at the OEC is that there are adequate protections for communities for drinking water before oil and gas projects go forward, and that's what we're going to be looking at for some of the pipelines that are proposed for Ohio.
There are two major pipelines planned for Ohio with federal oversight. Houston notes that both are natural gas pipelines, which don't pose as big of a threat as oil. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.